Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayrul kayyûm ve etûb ileyh. Eslev tevbete ve mağfirete ve hidayete innehu ettevvâbu rahîm. Vaffennâ ya kerîm, vaffennâ ya kerîm, vaffennâ ya kerîm. Vahfirlenâ bi fadlike ya rahman ya rahîm. Ya melik ya kudüsü ya hafız ya Allah. El evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah, el zahiri Allah, el batin Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya seyyidel evveline vel ahirin. Şvelena ya şefiyel müzdirin. Bir rahmetike ya erhamen rahimin. Allahu Teala fi kitab-ı aziz. Evvel billahi mineşşeytanir racim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya eyyühellezine amenu. Kütübe aleyküm. Kütübe aleyküm es-sayyid. Siyabu ve kema kütübe alel lezine min kablikum leallekum teddekûn tevekallâhu lezîm. Allah-u Teala says in the Kur'an-ı Kerim, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed to those before you, so that you may guard against evil. Sadakallahu alazim. All praise to Allahu Teala, the compassionate one, the beneficent one, the loving, the caring one, the knowing one, the one who has created all, the one who sustains all. And all praise and thanks to his beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he has sent as his mercy upon all mankind and the intercessor of sinners such as ourselves, that we, his servants, are about to enter the blessed month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that everything has a beginning, and the beginning of worship is fasting during Ramadan. He also said, Ramadan is the month of sabr, of patience, and patience is half of iman. During this month, all worries and fears leave the heart of the mu'min, and his sustenance increases. Those who fast and feed the ones who fast are cleansed of all their sins. Now in the ayat which I have just read, Allah Ta'ala says that it has become an obligation for us to fast, as it has been an obligation for those before us. It is said that when our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent from the garden to the face of this planet, that the harsh sun which he wasn't used to burnt his body and he turned black. and he begged Jibreel alayhi salam to regain his white self. And Allah Ta'ala sent a message to him that if he would fast the 13th and the 14th and the 15th of the lunar fast a month, that his body will turn into a normal state. So the first day, one third of his body got cured and turned white. The second day, two thirds, and the third day, his whole body was white again. So those were the days that the Muslims fasted before the month of Ramadan became an obligation for us to fast. And those days in Arabic are called Ayyam al-Bid. And Allah Ta'ala says that if we do fast, that it will prevent us from evil. If we do fast, there is a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the first one-third of Ramadan is the manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, and the second third is the manifestation of his marhamah, and the final one-third of the month of Ramadan will save us from hellfire. Now many of us think that Ramadan consists of not eating and not drinking and not having sexual intercourse. There is more than the human soul in the human being. In fact, much of us is conducted by our animal soul. When we eat, it is the animal which is in us which is eating. When we drink, it is the animal in us which is drinking. When we have sex, it is the animal in us which is having sex. And if we abstain from eating and drinking and from having sex, it is our animal soul which is fasting. It is said that the place of the sun animal soul in the human being is in the physical heart. When you eat and drink, you digest it and it turns into blood, and finally it reaches the heart, and from the heart with the veins it goes to all parts of your body, which gives you energy, which gives you life, and you live with that energy. But even if we do just simply not eat and drink and not have sex, in short, fast with our animal souls, that eventually that effort cleanses the blood and it affects the human soul, whose place it is said is in here, in your brain. Then maybe one day, and hopefully this Ramadan, we will fast with our human soul. When we fast with our human soul, it no longer suffices, not simply not to eat and drink and not to have sex. that we have to fast with all our senses. We fast with our tongue by watching what it says. Our tongue should say the thing and only that thing which will be beneficial for others and for us. But it should fast from babbling, it should fast from blaspheming, it should fast from lying, it should fast from hurting people. And we fast with our ears. It should only hear things which Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah approves. As the tongue doesn't lie, the ear should not hear lies. As the tongue doesn't blaspheme, the ear should not hear blasphemy. As the tongue doesn't talk of fun and games, the ear should not hear fun and games. Our eyes should fast. We should look at things, but not see the things which doesn't give us a lesson. Our feet should fast and not go to the marketplace and not to go to the bar, and but come to the mosque. Our hands should fast, not to take, but to give. This would be the fasting of the human being. But fasting does not eating and drinking and not having sex is the fast of the animal soul. Now fasting is supposed to prevent us from evil, from sinning. Stinginess is a big sin. Stinginess in Ramadan is that you have given a body, even if you are 90 years old, that you can stand on your feet and you can speak, you spend your effort, your thoughts, your time to follow Allah Ta'ala's prescription, what He has ordered it to you during the month of Ramadan. And if you don't, then you are guilty of the grossest, the worst kind of stinginess. Because this energy, this life, this mind, this heart, and the time that you are living are gifts of Allah Ta'ala, are the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, which He orders you in Ramadan to use in a certain way. And if you don't, you are guilty of sinning. You are guilty of stinginess. But so is also a sin of being a spendthrift. If you throw your money into the sea, or if you throw your money for drink, or for fun game, now that is a sin. And Ramadan is a very, very precious time that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, during which, if we do what we are told to do, a huge gift is promised to us.
For Allah Ta'ala said that Ramadan and fasting is between me and my servant. And when my servant does good deeds, which I ask him to do, which others benefit, I give him 10 times what he has given. But when my servant obeys me and fasts with his human soul during the month of Ramadan, it is only I who know the rewards which I will give him. Many people discuss that every good deed which you do, Allah Ta'ala is the one who rewards you. So what is this specifically, specially the gift against the fasting of Ramadan? The scholars say it is this, that on the day of Yawm al-Din, one sin on the left cancels one good deed on the right. But when it comes to what one does in the Ramadan, fasting and also feeding the people who are fasting, that Allah Ta'ala does not let that good deed to be touched and to be used against your sin. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon the Messenger of Muhammad. And let that blessed month be an occasion when all the Muslims are doing the same thing, even if we are killing each other. Ya Rabbi, for the sake of the blessed month of Ramadan, let it be an occasion of peace and gentleness and love and unity amongst the Muslim community. Amen. 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 Amen.